Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, Cameron Ganas, Justin Kane in studio here on Ebling and You, filling in our last segment of the day. We've had a couple of great hours of guests, and we're not finishing off with anything less than the best here with Becky Beauchesne-Kalka, who a lot of people know with her famous jingle on different commercials around town. And some of the amazing, we call them kind of holiday promotions that that you've been known for as well. Thanks for coming in and joining us in studio.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Now, being an advertising guy, I always appreciate originality, you know, when people do great stuff. And I think one of the most memorable things we did, or that I've seen, we just certainly didn't come up with this idea. I know this is yours, but that I've seen you do was if it was going to snow, like you were making a gamble, hey, if it's going to snow on this day, anything you buy between now and then is going to be free. We'll give you your money back. Talk a little bit about that wacky promotion.
You know, it was a great promotion. And I've always been a person who believes in added value and doing something exciting, something that's going to stand out from the crowd. So we came up with this idea, and it's backed by the insurance company. So we really wanted it to snow, to be very honest with you. But anyone who made a purchase between Thanksgiving and Christmas was automatically entered into the chance to win their jewelry for free. So it needed to snow. I think it was 3 inches between a certain time period on a certain day, and if it did, we would have been giving away over $1 million worth of free jewelry. So, and the chances were good. The week prior to the actual day, it did it. If it would have been that day, it would have made it. So,
well, taking risks, obviously, for something like that is kind of, it appears to be in your nature. I mean, you're a woman-owned business for
22 years.
I mean, that's an amazing leap. I talk every day with entrepreneurs, and I always appreciate their experience. You're sitting here with another entrepreneur, with Justin, you know, who started his business a few years ago too. Talk a little bit about being a woman-owned business in this community and what it's meant for you as you kind of grown your business and grown your presence around.
Well, you know, for me, it's really amazing. I grew up in the area. I've pretty much seventh grade on, I've lived here. So this is really my home. And when I started my business, I went to the best school in the world for gemology, and I came back and I really didn't know what it was I was going to do. I just knew I was going to do something in the jewelry industry. So I started in a tiny little 256 square foot office. And really, it was the elf and the shoemaker. And I just kept putting the money back in. And pretty soon, it just got bigger and bigger, and my name became known and people knew it. And the best part of it is the community embraced it because I was local and because I was a part of the community. And I've been very much involved in things like the Junior League of Lansing and the Ingham Regional Healthcare Foundation. And I volunteered a lot of my time. So, you know, I've embraced the community and they turn around and embrace me back. And I think one of the best things I can say is the people I went to high school with, when their parents come in and say, "I'm so proud of you," you know, that it just feels really good.
Oh, of course.
And and I've had a great opportunity to speak with a lot of different women's organizations. My daughters and their girlfriends are all, you know, I think I've set a level for them to see what they can do. And as I always say to them, you know, it isn't easy. It's scary. But if you pull your big girl panties up, you can do anything you want. You know, that's it. You just have to take a chance, be brave, and do it.
Well, there's that concept of modeling and putting your kids around. I hosted last Thursday, and we had a lot of entrepreneurial kind of conversations. And I took my 15-year-old son to the Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour, and just I think his mind was blown as to how much energy there can be behind such a scary thing. I've been in business 15 years, and I still can't believe I was up till 2 o'clock this morning sending emails, just kind of managing that aspect, and it's never ending, but at the same time, it's just an amazing reward.
It is unlike anything else, and I think that I can't imagine myself doing anything else, and I never dreamed I would be to the level that I'm at, but it isn't enough. I just want to keep getting bigger and better. And I'll tell you, the recession was a beautiful thing for us. It was painful, don't get me wrong, but we've learned so many things about our business that we weren't being as careful on as we could have been, and where we could cut back and where we could maximize. And and we're going to come out of this recession stronger than ever.
Right.
So I think the ability to be an entrepreneur and to start your own business, you grew with it. And so you have that ability to make the changes that you need to do.
Well, that's great. Absolutely. I always think that during tough times when the most innovation and kind of the best innovation happens. So it's awesome to see somebody like you survive that, especially because you are doing it with such heart and kind of giving back to the community. Especially, we just had Justin, you know, we just had Mark Chris on and talking to him about being philanthropic, and your organization that you've started, Lunch with a Purpose, has been giving back to places like that and many more. And I know, Becky, I see your name on everything and see you involved in all that stuff. And that's awesome to see that too. What if you had, like, if you had 30 seconds here of kind of lasting advice to give to a young kind of female entrepreneur, somebody who's thinking about doing it, or the stay-at-home mom, or the career mom, you know, who's they're kind of stuck in what they're doing. What would you say to them?
I think the biggest thing is that you need to have a vision. Think about what that vision is, make a plan, and then go for it 110%. You can't hold back. If you're going to do it all the way, and don't lose sight of the vision. And if you do that, you can be a great success.
That's great. Well, a quick, we got less than a minute here. Your last plug, what is the holiday promotion this year?
This year we're doing something fun. It doesn't have to be one or the other. This year it can be jewelry and the electronics. So with any purchase over $300, we're doing everything from an iPod Shuffle to an iPad. And it's been just great. Fun.
Oh, that's great. And that goes through the
right all the way through Christmas. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for coming in, Becky Bo, Shane Kulka, joining us in studio, finishing up here with Justin Kane co-hosting, Cameron Ganas filling in here for Jack Ebling. This is our last segment of the show, and I want to make sure we thank Paul Jakes, Pat Day, Joe Lasuski, Scott Westerman, Steve Winninger, Dr. Brian McArdle, Mark Chris, and Becky Bo, Shane Kulka, all for joining us on today's Ebling and You show. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, and have a good night.